Look around your desk and office. How many important, confidential, or outdated documents are lying around because you don't have the means to shred them? Don't risk compromising client records or personal information. Visit American Document Destruction at addnv.com and let them do it for you. Visit addnv.com and request a quote with someone who is here locally. Or call and talk to a human. No automated answering system. addnv.com, addnv.com.
Autumn Funerals and Cremations reminds you all cremation and funeral providers are not the same. Owners John and Debbie will guide you. See the Autumn difference at 1575 Lava Lane in Carson or call 888-6800 today. Cloudy skies, low 40-degree weather today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Best chance for more snow tomorrow and then again on Friday and Saturday. Tonight at 8, Sebastian Gorka, 99.1 FM Talk.
Traffic, weather, school delays, school closings. Get the latest first tomorrow morning on 99.1 KKFT.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this wintry Tuesday. Do I go in and go on for the fact that another pedestrian was hit last night? That's getting kind of old. The subject that just keeps on going. Unbelievable. 884-9910. If you'd like to call into the show today and talk about one of the issues that I've mentioned. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Just like Tony did. Tony, thank you so much for the email. I love that. Time. Instead of stuff this holiday, how about giving some time? When you look at consumerism and the stress that goes along with it, just buying cheap stuff, how about instead give your time? Maybe give some movie certificates and say, this is for you and me, and a dinner certificate. This is for us to go have a great weekend. Or a board game. Not a video game. A board game. So you can sit down with the family and have a family game night. You know, I love my nephews. I love my niece too, but that's a different story. My nephew Matthew. He's in his 30s, and he had a very rough life growing up. I tried to be there for him as much as I could, but parents kept moving him around, homeless, so they were staying with these people. They were couch surfing. So he didn't have the best upbringing. But he had friends. He had great friends, especially one, always there for him. And something they got into was Thursday night game night. And it wasn't video games. They would have all of their friends come together and play board games. This kid, well, sucks for me. I can't call him a kid anymore. He's in his mid-30s. Still, every Thursday with his friends, have them come to the house. They have a huge table, and they break out the board games. He's got like 100 of them, things I've never even heard of. And that's what they do. The time that they spend together having fun is more precious than anything else. They do a Christmas exchange, and it's just like, you know, everybody gets just one little thing from something, and it's just, it's so nice to see somebody of, now I get to say it, that younger generation that gets it. It's about that time spent, because that you're not going to get back. Tony, you are so right. A sweater you can go out and replace. That time that you're missing with your friends and family, you're never going to get that back. And it will help so much in relieving stress, relieving depression, to just be able to sit around with your friends and your family and laugh. And have fun. Let's go on to my other email here from Kate this morning. Kate, thank you so much for sending this to me, because I am going to go off on this. And I'm going to tell you exactly why they're in that position. Kate just sent me this photo shot. And I had never heard anything about it. There is a PAC Provisions fundraiser. Help students in need. University of Nevada, Reno. Fundraiser they're having tomorrow. 1 in 5 UNR students face food insecurity. Provides foods, supplies, and something else. Can't read that. Donate online or by check. Why? Why don't they just go out and get a job? Most people going to school can go to school and get a job at the same time. Why do they have food insecurity? We have food banks and food pantries, it seems like, every 10 miles in this town. There is no reason anybody should go hungry in this town with the giving that is already going on with Catholic community, Catholic Charities of Northern Nevada, the Salvation Army, the food bank. I mean, the list goes on and on. Well, the food bank actually distributes to all these other food places. There's no reason. So to me, if there is 1 in 5 UNR students that are facing insecurity, then ask yourself why. Because if they are vaping, if they are smoking, then It's called priorities. And believe it or not, at the dollar store, because yes, I shop at the dollar store. And even with food that I've bought at the dollar store, I have not had a problem with. You can go get chips, you can go get nuts, you can go get protein bars. Why is this happening? Because we've let it happen. We've let it come to this point that we just give everybody what they need. We give everybody what they want. And there's a big difference between need and want. and the government takes from you. Follow me here. See if you can understand this. The government takes from you your money that you're working for to pay your family and to help your family out, like me helping my nephews. And now, besides the government taking it from you, now people are still asking you for more. This generation, I don't know, the me, what is this one in college now? Is it the me generation? Is it the X generation? They are not prepared to be in college. The kids that we graduate are not prepared to move on into college. So many reasons. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Susan this morning. Susan, would you like to add to this conversation?
Actually, I'm going in a different direction.
Let's do
basically,
that.
Basically, I'm calling on climate change. We had talked about the fact that our magnetosphere is all disrupted, and it has been for some time, and it's getting worse and worse. And the problem is caused by a planetary-sized body, four times the size of Earth, 10 times the magnetic strength, and it's now in between Venus and Earth, on its way to Earth. And when it gets to Earth, it's going to cause pull reversal. And Obama was supposed to tell us about it in 2015. That's why they had Jade Helm 15. And in Texas, they were the only state that really objected to the fact that they were being taken over by the federal feds. But he never did it. And Obama, our current president won't do it because they'll say he's crazy. But in reality, it's there. And unfortunately, we got 2 years or less, not 10 years. And I'm sorry to tell you this.
You know, I'm pulling it up right now, and I'm going to take a look at it. Susan, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. 884-9910, if you'd like to get your thoughts in today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this.
Become connected. Connected.
Connecting you to what matters in your town, your state, your country, your world.
Connected.
Connect with FM News Talk 99.1. Connected.
When you come to visit Dr. Brian Allman and Dr. Abatan of the TMJ Therapy and Sleep Center of Nevada, you're treated just like family.
I had been dealing with problems that were related to my TMJ issues for probably close to 50 years. I am a retired school teacher, and so there were times when the pain was so bad that I would develop sign language with my students, or they knew when it was really bad that I wasn't able to talk. Dr. Allman really understood what was going on. He did a lot of tests. He made me feel very comfortable. Everybody in the office was wonderful. He is the kindest, most soft-spoken person in the medical field that I have ever met. I walk into his office and I walk out leaving feeling 100% better emotionally and physically.
That's what you'll get at the TMJ Therapy and Sleep Center of Nevada. Call 775-825-7200 or visit tmjreno.com.
You've just finished paying all of your bills. You're even putting something in savings every month. You're dressing better, looking better. Your friends have even noticed the new you. That's because you are a professional advertising salesperson at the Evans Broadcast Company. You receive professional training on a regular basis. You have a supportive team to back you up and a manager who wants to help you succeed. Calling Evans Broadcast at 884-8000 was the best move you've ever made.
Hi, this is Laura Perry with Western Turf and Hardscapes. For over 40 years, we've been Northern Nevada's family-owned, family-operated source for happier yards and homes. Our award-winning sod comes from our own farm in Palomino Valley. We grow it here for grass as tough and as beautiful as the high desert. Pick up your freshly cut sod at our depot, conveniently located on Tequino Street, just off of East 4th Street. While you're there, shop for the industry's best hardscapes and pavers, including names like Belgard, Basalite, and Pavestone. We stock over 20 different ground coverings, like like DG, sand, soil, decorative rock, bark, as well as fertilizer, sod knives, and more. Our depot is your one-stop shop for the yard of your dreams. Whatever you need, our friendly staff is here to help. We're licensed, experienced, and built by four generations of family. And the best part? We offer next-day delivery on just about every order. Stop by our depot or find do-it-yourself videos and our full product line at westernturf.com.
For over 35 years, Northern Nevada has trusted the experts at Bruce McKay Pump and Well Service for all of their well system needs. Whether you need a simple service and repair, deepening of a well, or drilling a new well with a new pump system, Bruce McKay Pump and Well Service is your complete water system professional. Call us at 851-1600 to see how we can help with your water. With our price match guarantee, we offer the best service at the best rate.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show at 884-9910. Well, let's just head right back to the phone lines because we've got three people stacked up. So let's first check in with Lindell. Hi, Lindell, calling in from Minden.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am snug as a bug in a rug.
Me too. But I just wanted to ask, you know more about this than I do. I used to work the polls and give it up for other priorities, but why can't we? When I was working for working the polls, you had to show ID, a valid ID of some sort, either a driver's license or a bill from your address. Mm-hmm. Why can't we do that again?
Because the Democrats deemed that illegal, because everyone has the freedom to vote, and you are discriminating against people who don't have driver's licenses, say the poor, and people who don't have a utility bill or a phone bill. And so it would intimidate them to be away from the polls. And that's why we don't have voter ID. So it's just a ridiculous reason.
But not everybody has the right to vote. And the illegals don't.
Yeah.
But nobody has to show ID. Nobody knows. You can just go up and vote.
Yep. And if you, that has actually been put through our legislature numerous times, and the Democrats always vote it down. And any time somebody approaches the issue, they're automatically labeled racist, which is pretty dang funny, because if you go up to any person of color, they will laugh at you when you ask them if they have an ID, because it's like, yeah, why wouldn't I? So there's no discrimination whatsoever to ask for ID. We do it all the times when you write checks, when you get a credit card, when you get a job. You know, a lot of times
on a plane.
Yeah. But Democrats will not. I mean, doesn't that tell you, Lindell, that if they are fighting that, that there is something fishy going on? Yeah.
Yeah. It just irritates me so much that anybody can vote, and they can have false ID. They could have false ID, but a picture ID, is what we need.
Yeah.
However, illegals do have IDs now.
Yep. And now there was something that has changed with the DMV. And they are going to try to make it a better process where they don't get people who are getting the IDs because they're here illegally and they just need a driver's license or ID, which is still illegal to me. But I'm not a politician, so I don't get to make decisions like that. They can't encourage them to make sure that they do their motor voter thing. You know, because so many illegals were going through, well, I didn't know what that box was, and I just marked it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, so many people, the illegals that are coming here, do not speak English. So we have to have all of these different languages for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's all on the taxpayers' shoulders. And it doesn't seem like our representatives are representing us.
No, they're not. And the thing with that is, I think that's also why they pushed electronic voting so hard, because I think if somebody was doing a paper ballot, you would have less fraud with people just coming in and, you know, saying that they were American or whatnot. So
yeah.
You got me started on it, Lindell. Can I just make one suggestion, though?
Uh-huh.
Because of where we live, don't say that you work the polls.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Which I have no problem with. I just know, you know, some people have a sick mind out there. So, Lindell, thank you so much for the call. You have a great day. We're going to go on to Mitch now, who wants to talk about climate change. Hey, Mitch.
Hi. So just a brief background. I'm a student at UNR, and I study geophysics. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't really understand that climate change is, like, pretty much a cyclical pattern. Mm-hmm. Most of it has to do with how the Earth and the sun and the moon line up in, like, their elliptical orbit. But besides that, I also wanted to touch really briefly on what a caller said right before you went to a commercial break about magnetism. That's another thing, is Earth's magnetic poles, they switch. Again, it happened. It's not completely understood what causes this switch in the field of science, but it's recorded into rock records across the entire world. It happens every couple of thousand years to millions of years. Anyways, right now, so since over the last 300 years, they've been recording magnetism levels, and they have noticed that Earth's magnetic field has been decreasing at, like, an increasing rate over the last 300 years. I know a lot of people are freaked out about that, but it's something that's happened since the beginning of time for our planet.
I am so glad that you called, because people they really don't understand that. That's why we don't have Mesopotamians anymore. That's why we don't have different cultures anymore, because the world moves. The world changes. And this isn't something that humans are doing, because they didn't have carbon dioxide way back when. And carbon dioxide is actually a great thing, especially if you're a plant. So
yeah, exactly.
The whole fear-mongering, again, I go back to, Mitch, it's just money. They want us to pay for all this stuff.
Yeah.
Mitch, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for being a UNR student. So away we go. Hi, Anna. Anna's on the line.
Hi. How is everybody out there?
We are fabulous today.
It's wonderful weather up here, by the way. I'm in South Lake Tahoe.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, it was horrible. It was raining yesterday, if you can believe that. Rain. Anyway, okay, these food pantries, I am currently helping Christmas Cheer up here, which is a food pantry, for holiday gift bags for the homeless, okay? Now, what we've got in here is organic chocolate bars, brand new hats. We have cheese. We have wonderful dried cranberries, toothbrushes and paste, shortbread cookies, Starbucks coffee, vitamins, herbal tea, brand new gloves, flashlights, instant coffee, excuse me. This has never been done before. These food pantries are pretty outrageous. People are getting sick going there, eating, as far as I can see, a lot of garbage, okay? A lot of outdated products are in there. The bread is hard as a rock. This is food that nobody wants to eat in these pantries. So the poorest of the poor go there, and they get sick. We've got so many sick people out here, and it's coming from poor food. And
well,
this is what I
you know, Anna,
to
I can't
you.
Agree with that because I've worked with the Food Bank of Northern Nevada for a long time. And actually,
okay.
when people donate, people do donate a lot of expired food. It's like they want to give. They go through their pantry and they give everything that's expired. And I think that's just horrendous. I mean, you can go get a case of protein bars for $10 and donate that.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is the food bank has to go through, by law, by the FDA standards, they have to go through all that food, and they are not allowed to use it. They have to toss it. So I don't know how this food is getting in there, because it's definitely not coming from the food bank that services the pantries down here in Reno. So if that's happening up at Tahoe, that needs to be looked in by law enforcement.
Well, I've been to many. I've been homeless myself. I've been to Fish, for example, out there and stuff. And many of these food pantries, really, people are getting sick. That's what I saw, okay? They're not getting, like vitamin, good food. That, you know, they're already in a weakened state. So here we
are. Because they're outside,
E. coli and stuff that is just horrendous.
Well, but you also do have, when people are homeless, they also do, especially if it's a mental condition, they have a tendency to go through trash cans. So, you know, that can't be blamed
on food banks. No, I have not seen that. I have not seen that myself.
I've seen that, unfortunately.
Have you?
Especially outside of restaurants and things like that. So, Anna, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for helping and doing what you do with the homeless and the food pantries and trying to get people better nutrition. We're the home of Fox News at the top and the bottom of each hour, and we've got developments coming up in this next half hour here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 11:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the First Lady are attending a reception in London hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The president's criticizing Democrats for holding an impeachment inquiry hearing tomorrow during his trip.
President Trump saying he does not deserve censure or impeachment for his actions with regard to Ukraine.
I think it's very unpatriotic of the Democrats.
The House Intelligence Committee later today is putting out a report concluding the president tried to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and threatened to withhold aid from Ukraine if it did not comply with his request.
Fox's John Decker. A storm related to the one that hit the West and Midwest over Thanksgiving is almost done.
Flight delays, school closings, and power outages are being felt in New England as a winter storm lingers on. Some areas have more than 4 feet of snow as of this morning. Weather Service officials say what seemed like one big three-day storm was actually two storms.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Amy Cherry. Your local news is brought to you by Carson Valley Oil. Most diesel owners need DEF, and now you can DEF at Carson Valley Oil's new pumps on Gonai Road in Carson City and CFN Cardlock Pumps on South Carson Street across from the mall. Your best value as a CFN customer is at Carson Valley Oil. Call 887-7777 today. A man will head to trial in the new year for a second time for a decades-old murder. Colo TV reports Peter Elvick is accused of fatally shooting 63-year-old William Gibson with a shotgun at a home near the Carson City shooting range. At the time of the 1996 killing, Elvick was just 14 years old. You'll soon see double-decker buses riding around the streets of Truckee Meadows. The RTC unveiled the new bus Monday, kicking off a three-week demonstration on several routes, including the Rapid Lincoln Line and the regional connector to Carson City. The demonstration includes free rides. The 31st Silver and Snowflakes Festival of Lights is happening in Carson City this weekend. Ronnie Henneman tells us more.
It's always a wonderful heralding of the season. We will have 369 fifth graders this year singing on the Capitol steps. Santa will be there. The Grinch will be there. It starts at 5:30. It's a beautiful celebration.
The governor and the First Lady are scheduled to attend. From the Evans Broadcast Company, your local news, your local weather is coming up.
Here's to the feeling you get when someone's got your back.
because sometimes you don't see it coming, and sometimes the writing is on the wall. So that's why we're here for you. The vulnerable, the valuable, the ones who know what it is to be human. We're for the prenatal, prescripted, and presently underinsured extraordinary people of Nevada. It's time for some peace of mind. We're Nevada Health Link, and we're here to get you covered. Enrollment begins November 1st and ends December 15th. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com.
Hey, Nevada, let's face it. Banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Really?
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle. Your loan company charges too much, and we can't wait to show you how easy it is at the DLC and how much you can save. Get up to $5,000 in minutes without a checking account and absolutely no collateral required like at the other companies. It's 100% free to apply, and there's no penalties if you pay off your loan early. We have over 50 locations and give you up to a year to pay back your loan.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I can sign furniture. It's the easy way to sell. Smart way to buy.
Can I make more money consigning my furniture than trying to sell it myself?
Consign Furniture takes the guesswork out for you. We do everything from the heavy lifting to bringing it to the store, touching it up, marketing it, and placing it in a retail setting.
I consign furniture. It's the easy way to sell. Smart way to buy.
FM Talk Weather.
Sick of being put on the back burner with your heating and cooling company? Join Sierra Air's Home Comfort Club. Become their top priority. Never pay overtime. Never go without heat. 356-5566. Carrier, turn to the experts. License 24522. Steady temperatures into the evening. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 4 today. Goes till 4 tomorrow. Winter storm warning in the mountains. Today at 6, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
And a lot of people are hiring right now. So if you have food insecurities, if you're looking for Christmas cash, if you're looking just for maybe it's a surprise for yourself, move up to a different apartment. Move out to your own apartment. Who knows? Put a down payment on a house as a surprise. Get a job. Get a part-time job. That's how I was raised. Full-time job. There's 24 hours in a day. You only have to sleep 8. So much time for study. And then you can move on. We've raised generations now that, I don't know, the me generation, the millennials, it's about the government supplying us with stuff. It doesn't work that way. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, covering all of Northern Nevada with live and local FM Talk. Whatever you want to talk about, even if it's planetary magnetosphere, whatever you want to talk about. I did find something, though. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And thank you, Tony, for going and finding this for me. So we had a caller who was talking about the magnetosphere and the magnetic pole and that dark mass that's out there. And also said something about Jade Helm 15. Well, that's something else. Let me get to that. But you can actually go back in the Washington Post archives and you can see an article that was written back in 1983 about this heavenly body that's as large as the planet Jupiter and possibly so close to Earth that it's in the, could be in the solar system, actually. But I like this part down here. All I can tell you is that we don't know what it is. Dr. Jerry Neugebauer, chief scientist of California's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Thought that was pretty funny. But again, that was back in 1983. But it's that Jade Helm 15 that she mentioned that is actually quite interesting. This is an article from back in 2015. And it's about special military training exercises. Jade Helm 15. And it's interesting. I mean, this was, yes, it was during the Obama administration. But you should really use whatever search engine you use, DuckDuckGo, or there's some other new ones out there now that supposedly do not track your information. Like this last line. In the midst of the Jade Helm debate, we fact-checked National Review editor Rich Lowry's claim, during the Bush administration, you actually had a prominent liberal write a book about how Bush was preparing for a fascist takeover of this country. He clarified he was referring to a 2007 book by liberal and feminist Naomi Wolf. In it, Wolf argued that the Bush presidency fulfilled the 10 criteria that mark the rise of a totalitarian society. So PolitiFact at the Poynter Institute, winner of the Pulitzer Prize, they marked that as true, that claim. And that's been something I've been telling you all along. Why do you think the Bushes and the Clintons are such good friends? Why do you think Obama and Bush didn't have a problem with each other? But Obama has a problem with Trump. Because in their opinion, Trump is sticking his nose into business he's not supposed to be sticking his nose into. So it's also interesting that they listed out this legend of a map that shows pretend designations of hostile territory for these exercises to run. I'm going to have to go see how those exercises turned out, because Texas was deemed as hostile. Nevada, for all of our Second Amendment rights and believing that, you know, we are in control of our government, we were listed with California as, and Colorado as, permissive. That we would be okay with the government coming in and taking charge. Martial law. In a letter to the commander of the Texas State Guard, Abbott wrote, during the training operation, it is important that Texans know their safety, constitutional rights, private property rights, and civil liberties will not be infringed. Now, some are saying that Jade Helm was actually an attempt by the U.S. military to prepare for the imposition of martial law. And who would be resistant? Looks as though they mark Nevada as not resistant. And I find that very hard to believe. I know it was 4 years ago, and a lot has happened in 4 years, hasn't it? Don't you think? I think a lot has happened. A lot of people have had their eyes opened and are waking up to the fact that this is not a government anymore of we the people. You know, that government structure that our founding fathers put into place of the people, for the people, by the people, for the people, by the people, of the people. I always forget the order, because it all sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, I don't think they classified Nevada right. I don't think we're as blue as people think we are. There's a lot of red going on in this state, and they're finally getting upset enough with what's been going on that they're stepping forward. We have generations and generations of take care of me kids. Oh, I want to share this text with you. This, yeah, exactly. Every time I get a text from one of my listeners, it's like, yes, exactly. Today, kids are coddled. They haven't learned coping and survival skills. Maybe they don't deserve to be in college if they can't take care of themselves. That referring to the article that of the screenshot that Kate sent me. See, we all do. We're all working in this together. That there's a fundraiser tomorrow for students at UNR because one in five students has food insecurity. How do we let this happen? I mean, seriously. Maybe I should have had kids. Tell you, they'd be raised a lot differently than what we've got coming now. Even my nephews, you know, they're in their 30s and they expect help. Well, one expects help. One never asks for it, but Aunt Monica just helps. It's just crazy. Because if this is the type of attitude that we're leaving this world for, remember we were supposed to be fighting for to leave this world a better place for those who come after, then we need to start taking it back, because right now and the way things are, this isn't the world that I want to leave for the next generation. I want to leave a world and a country, the United States of America. I want to leave that country to the next generation who isn't around yet, that knows what the freedom of speech is, that knows what the right to bear arms is, the freedom to assemble, the freedom to have the right to not have a government come into your home and take your property just because they deem it for the better, for the bigger good. There has been a lot of change, and it hasn't been climate change. That's just a money mask. Thinking that they've softened the generations enough that they can go out and disrupt football games, big college football games, by shouting climate change. Yeah, they should have waited just another decade or so before they started putting this out. They don't have enough of us to sleep yet. See, what did Japan say after Pearl Harbor? We've awoken a giant. I might be paraphrasing. Same thought, though. 884-9910, whatever you've got on your mind today. I've kind of bounced around between subjects, but it's all good. Your opinions, your thoughts. Monica at 991fmtalk.com and 884-9910. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Need to talk. Gotta talk. Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
99.1 FM Talk. Now there's a new place for employers to list opportunities and for job seekers in Northern Nevada. It's HireMeNevada.com. Unlike ZipRecruiter, Indeed, and other national job sites, HireMeNevada.com is targeted for Nevada employers and easy for potential employees to navigate. Your job opportunity and contact information can be easily found. You can even target Tahoe, Reno, Carson, and Vegas. Take advantage of 35% off pricing right now. Go to HireMeNevada.com for Nevada employers and Nevada job seekers. HireMeNevada.com.
Northern Nevada Manufacturing has been experiencing an exponential growth rate these past few years, and this type of growth demands new, up-to-date manufacturing equipment installed into shops, plants, and factories. That's where Industrial Logistics Services comes in. Industrial Logistics is the most comprehensive and respected machinery moving company in the region. ILS has been Northern Nevada's first choice in equipment moving and installation services for over 22 years. They are the experts in unique rigging for heavy equipment. Industrial Logistics has the capability of moving a single piece of equipment weighing up to 150 tons. Their fleet of lift trucks with rigging booms and gantries handle load capacities from 3,000 to 100,000 pounds. Industrial Logistics has more than 100 years of combined experience in the millwright and rigging industry. They get the job done professionally and safely. Visit their website at machinerymovingnv.com or call 882-3319. Industrial Logistics Services, license number 46276.
Joining us again is Ricky Stebbins from Pro One Automotive. Hey, Ricky, how does Pro One stay the automotive leader?
Every year we make an investment in equipment, technology, and we have online resources that we're constantly updating to make sure that we can maintain and service any modern-day vehicle.
And do you have a process to keep your customers informed about their vehicle?
We have an online service that sends out regular emails when your car needs service for oil changes or any major services.
And what about working on a diesel truck?
Pro-One has all the necessary equipment to work on any gas or diesel vehicle on the road today.
Well, there you go. Pro-One Automotive at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno. There is no other choice for the service, repair, and maintenance of your vehicle. Pro-One, stop by and say hi to Ricky today.
Sick of being put on the back burner with your heating and cooling company? Join Sierra Air's Home Comfort Club. Become their top priority. Never pay overtime. Never go without heat. 356-5566. Carrier, turn to the experts. License 24522. Steady temperatures into the evening. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 4 today. Goes till 4 tomorrow. Winter storm warning in the mountains. Today at 6, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
KKFT.
KKFT indeed. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I didn't get this early enough to you, but you can go check it out now. You'll hear that in the background. I'm actually watching a YouTube video. It's a live stream of the Douglas County Board of Commissioners meeting. I'll turn that off. It is the resolution, actually, on the change of the Douglas County Master Plan. So I was just kind of sidetracked today with so many different things going on. I mean, shootings and hit and runs and pedestrians hit. It keeps going on and on. But if you log on right now, you can still catch the meeting. It's at, that's what I was actually looking at to see if it was still going on. You can go through the Douglas County NV website and be a part of this. It's the special meeting for development agreement between Park Ranch Holdings, LLC, and the master plan amendments. And like I said, it is still going on. And I believe it's going on at the old courthouse. Started at 9. So if they're still doing it, you know there's some things they're getting into. But you still live stream it too. So that's what I would say. Go in and live stream it. So the other thing when it comes to building is we've got another one coming up with the Christie Corp. This one at least I had advance notice of. So I can tell you about that. Now, that's the one in Carson City that they're looking at. It's the Anderson Ranch property. And builders want to build oversized homes two-story homes on 5,000 square foot lots. And if you ever thought we were going to start looking like Las Vegas, well, there it is right there. That is jamming houses together. If you want to be in on that meeting's not until Thursday. This Thursday, 5 to 6:30 at the Frisch School. They're going to have that meeting there. So, wow. A lot of growth going on. Not just in Southern Nevada. A lot of growth going on for Northern Nevada. You know, I just say stop the growth just for the fact that we've got too many people from California coming over trying to escape the liberal problems that have been created by Californians. And then they figure out it's not good, so they come here. So I'm okay with it if they're Republicans, but not if they're these liberal Democrats that have destroyed California and just want to destroy Nevada, too. Why do people do that? I don't understand. Can you not figure it out? Can you just not take the blame that is the choices that you have made? It is the people you have elected. Because when you look at Democrat-controlled cities, counties, states, they are the ones failing. And California is getting a big ol' F right now. Big ol' F. And so is Nevada, because we've got a Democrat in the big seat. Doesn't matter how the rest of us feel about sanctuary states and sanctuary cities. Because if you are a sanctuary, if we become a sanctuary nation, then we are no nation at all. Bunch of hypocrites. We elect people to represent us, and then they have people that they hire, that they put through. And they're all just a bunch of hypocrites. Do you remember who Eric Holder was? Eric Holder in the Obama administration? Setting immigration policy and enforcing immigration laws is a national responsibility. Can't imagine Eric Holder saying something like that. But he did. If we don't have a border, then we are not a sovereign nation. Our border is what outlines us for us to make the decisions for American citizens. And when you let people just cross that border, and you do not hold them accountable and send them back to where they came from, then you are just perpetuating the death of this nation. You are putting another nail in its coffin. People see Trump doing the job that he was elected to do, and all he does is get hell for it. That's why I can't wait until election night 2020 to see the look on their faces when all of us come together and we make that decision that we want to keep moving in the right direction. Have a great day.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are sharply lower in afternoon trading after the president signaled that he was in no hurry to make a trade deal with China. The Dow is on track for its worst day since the beginning of October. And shares of Lands' End are up over 16% in a down market after the casual clothing and accessories retailer reported quarterly profits that rose from a year ago while sales declined because of fewer shops in Sears stores. But sales at existing stores and online were strong, and Lands' End is more optimistic about this year and is raising its outlook. And yesterday, shares of video streaming company Roku plunged 15% on a downgrade from Morgan Stanley. Today, it's a different story. Roku stock is up over 5% after Needham said that the stock price dip is a great buying opportunity and is upbeat about Roku's potential to benefit from the launch of new streaming services. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno Sparks, and KKFT FM 1 Stateline Tahoe, 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News, starts now.